Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive towards the mound. John catches it and throws to first to double up Allison. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Tovar covering, for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel is 0 for 1 in the game. Steidel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steidel for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Marv Steele. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 2 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Kenworthy reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Stewart pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hansen bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Tovar covering, for the out. Stewart moves to third. Berry moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford is walked intentionally. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.